This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 181 for Monday, December 11th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making gains coming out of the weekend after a lengthy downturn. Chicago soy oil is also higher, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil is mixed after Brent crude was negative for the seventh week in a row, its longest streak of weekly decline since 2018. According to the Canadian Grain Commission, for the week ended December 3rd, the country exported 132,700 tons of canola, an increase of 45,700 from the previous week. So far this marketing year, 2.14 million tons have been exported, compared to 2.88 million 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract is up $6.70 per ton at $666.70, while the March contract is up $6.10 per ton at $673.10. In the U.S., corn and wheat are in the red, while soybeans are showing positive momentum. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projected 129 million tons of production for Brazil's 2023-24 corn crop, while Brazil's CONAB forecasted 118.5 million. Rains in central Brazil are expected to give decent amounts of precipitation to corn-growing areas for a couple of days before hotter and drier conditions take over. China produced a record 288.8 million tons of corn this year, according to its National Bureau of Statistics. The USDA projected 15.08 million tons for Canadian corn production in its World Agricultural Supply-Demand estimates released on December 8th, down 220,000 from November's estimate. The March corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.81. The USDA also cut Brazilian soybean production by 2 million tons to 161 million in its WASDE report. Meanwhile, CONAB cut its own estimate by 2.24 million tons to 160.18 million, despite a 2.8% increase in planted area to 45.31 million hectares. AgRural also reported that 91% of Brazil's expected soybean crop was planted, compared to 95% 1 year ago. Rainfall is expected for northern parts of the country over the next 10 days. The USDA increased Chinese import demand for 2023-24 by 2 million tons to 102 million. The January soybean contract is up 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.22. The March contract is up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.40. Canada exported 641,500 tons of wheat for the week ended December 3rd, up 38,200 tons from the previous week. So far this marketing year, 7.54 million tons have been shipped, compared to 6.7 million last year. The USDA increased its estimate for Canadian wheat production for 2023-24 by 950,000 tons to 31.95 million. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.15. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.39. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, December 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.